Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. You know where you are, the 9 at 9 with me, Tego. And if you're sitting there right now, you're going, Tego, what expert do you have today? Well, you know what I love to do. I love bringing people that are helping people all over the world. And today is super special. We're talking 15 books, best-selling author, YouTube channel, reaches 1 million people a month. Ooh, did I say 1 million? Yeah, I did. And we're going to talk about Setology. You're looking at me going, what is that? Sit right there and you'll find out. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Yeah, you heard me right. We're going to talk about Setology. Now, I just recently heard about this and I was like, what is that? And then when I found out, I said, oh my God, I've got to have them on my show. We got to talk about it. Plus, I got an event coming up that you guys can go to. All right. Editor is here. What's happening, my friend?
Hi.
How are
thanks
you?
Thanks for calling me. I'm doing very well, very well. And thanks for inviting me to your show today.
Absolutely. So let's jump right into it. What is Setology?
There was no English word as an antonym of mythology. And using the same etymological principles as mythology, I created this new word called Setology. Now, English word mythology is made up of two words. One is myth, which comes from a Sanskrit word myth. And it means fake lie or imagination. It's a root word for fake lie or imagination. And logos, we all know, has either Latin or Greek origins. So when you combine them, it becomes mythology or a history or a literal word, literary meaning of that word will be a study of fake lie or imagination or a science of fake lie or imagination.
Okay.
Opposite of the Sanskrit word myth is sat, S-A-T, sat. Not ta. And when you combine the same etymological rules like mythology, you have Setology, which means science of truth or study of truth. And why there was a need to create this word for me was a lot of ancient history, native history, indigenous history across continents. Their religions, their traditions have been termed as mythology by the European scholars.
Right.
And that has caused the greatest, you can say, academic or alienation of those communities, which are still existing today. And it has created a world where somebody can pass a judgment on native, indigenous people who are in our country and people across the world and call their entire existence as mythology. So I created this word to save those people, and I'm probably the first author in the world to write on their behalf. I write on their native culture, native languages, native histories, and I'm the first Indian American to actually bring those things to light, because many people in Indian American community generally is known for academic excellence or technology excellence or medical excellence. But I'm the first member of this community to write on humanities, arts, culture, history, language. And that's what my mission is. And I want to bring these communities on the academic level, to be on par with the rest of the world?
You know, you could have written about anything. You're well versed. You've written 15 books. You're a best-selling author. You're a cool dude. I loved hanging out with you the other day, you know, with our buddy Richard. What made you decide this is a voice, this is where I need to apply my voice, and these are the voices I want to share? Why did you choose that path?
I'm a computer science engineer, and I have worked in the IT world. And literally, I got bored with it, to be honest with you, and doing computers, doing all kinds of things. And I thought that I need to make a beginning. And my whole family is a family of engineers and doctors and administrators. And probably I'm the first author in my entire family. And the inspiration of that came from when I was, there was a Excel pipeline issue going on, a political issue going on in somewhere in the Washington state of that area. And I studied the facts of that case many years back. I think it was 6 or 7 years back or 5 years back. And I saw the pipeline was being made over the native lands. And I thought, why, if we have a problem, if somebody goes through a church or a temple, why can't they have a problem when something goes over the sacred lands? And we're talking about USA. Right. And I personally believe that American Constitution is the best constitution, one of the best constitutions in the world. And American Constitution guarantees freedom and a right to free speech to everyone, every citizen. But they suddenly, we have a protest against those people, and they are the original Americans, the original people who were inhabited this land way before the settlers came. And there was no Indian American voice to it. Many other people have spoken about it. We have many fabulous authors in other communities in the USA have spoken about it. So I thought, let me take this issue in a much deeper way, because my culture, my religion is very similar to Native Americans, very similar to indigenous communities of the world. And when I was researching this topic, I found that all indigenous native communities in all the 7 continents of the world are interconnected. And I brought that wisdom back to it. And when I would hear many famous so-called paleontologists, archaeologists, so-called scientists, and they were doing so much gibberish, and because they were bringing it from the European mindset and the European textbooks and the American textbooks, which are very, very highly colonized. They don't give, American education system doesn't give an equal voice to the native communities, indigenous communities. They're sidelined. They're like put in a jail in the reservations. And US government has gone back on every single promise to them, right from 1856, 1846. I can start from 1756 onwards, and then go back to 1776 and after that. So there was a need to speak on their behalf by getting into their soul. And you can see the entire library behind me. Like, I have almost like 1,000 books here. And then I wrote
this
book.
Have you read them all?
All of them.
Wow. Okay.
All of them. There is not a single book in my library that I have not gone through. And I have a lot of books. And so I wrote this book. I wrote this book, Gold, Glory, and God. And then I also wrote, which you are showing on the screen, is Transcending the Mind. And the reason why I wrote these books, you already know that the reason was to give people respect and give people their identity back, and in a language which they can understand, English. You know,
that's amazing. Are you worried about it getting pushed back though? You know, because you're going upstream, you know, against the masses. Are you worried about getting, you know, blocked, pushed back? Because a lot of people have voices that they choose not to use because they're afraid of what the repercussions could be if they do. Are you worried about that yourself?
I was born in the land of Mahatma Gandhi. We have defeated British, so nobody can stand in my way, and I'm very much resolved. And when God is with you, nobody can touch you. So I'm not even,
You're amazing.
I'm not, I'm not worried about any kind of pushback. In fact, the more they push back, the more I sell. And the more they push back, the more there are more forces out there which are supporting me than the people who are pushing back, because those are very small minorities. And minorities in the sense that we say the pushback groups. And therefore, I'm not really worried about it.
You know, I've got to have you come back on, but before we get into that, again, I'm going to get in trouble if I don't have you share your Satology event that's coming up in August. What is the event?
The theme of the event is culture, history, language, and spirituality. And I want every single American, this is in San Diego, it will be held in Carlsbad in San Diego, and you are invited to that event as my guest, personal guest, and Alan as well, Ding Dang,
Oh, we
what you
appreciate
call
it.
him. And I want you and everyone who is watching this program is invited to that event to support us and bring a collective American voice, because we are not anyway sectarian in any way. Everyone is invited. It's called Sathology International Literature Festival. This is the fifth year in the running.
And
And
how do they find it? How do they find you online so they can get tickets?
Eventbrite, they can search for Sathology event and they'll find the
Okay.
tickets over
You know,
there. And
I would
28
love for you
authors
to
are
come
coming.
back on and just we can go deep because, you know, we had a conversation. It was supposed to be 10 minutes and we talked for a good hour the last time. So I would love to have you come on because we touched on maybe 2% of all that you do and all that you are. I think you're absolutely amazing. Will you come back on our show later?
Anytime you call me, Tigo.
Absolutely. You're the best. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, everybody, you know what to do. Do not send me a hate text message or call me and say, what did he say? What did he say? One, the event is August 24th and 25th. It's in San Diego in a wonderful town called Carlsbad. It's beautiful. You want to go check it out. And if you didn't catch that, go to Eventbrite and all that. Go to Tego Direct, type in Cytology. You'll find it. It'll come up. Send him a message and say, hey, I want to come to your event. You know, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know I did. You know, I want you to come back next time. And as always, I'm Tego. I'll talk to you next time.